Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine Brown, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wasted on Wednesdays.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your boy, Casey. Today's show is brought to you by, we get the sponsors out the way, Belorian & Manoukian LLP Law Firm. Handles all injuries. You can call them at 818-INJURY-8. Once again, it's 818-INJURY-8. And our next sponsor is Loyalty Auto Sales. The great staff. They make dreams come true at the dream price. You could call them at 818-631-4346. And that's our sponsors. Tina, welcome to the radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How you feeling? This is you.
Awesome. Thank God. Thank the universe for having me here. I am awesome. How are you today?
My day was good. You know, I do the job thing and I come straight here, but it was good. I didn't curse anybody out today.
Good one.
Yesterday I did though.
I had a bad day.
Well, you know, I'm too crazy about this soccer stuff and my team lost and I kind of barked at my boss and her friend.
Oh my God. Are they fans? Do they understand?
They understood, but they're not fans. They just told me to go on a break. You need to go on a break. And I totally appreciate her for that. Shout out to Angelica. Come on the show, Angelica.
She put you on timeout.
I guess so. She laughed and said, "You need a break.
Don't stand in the corner.
You need a break." So, how was your weekend?
It was super exciting and eventful. I went to a lot of Grammy events.
I know you did.
I went to see the Roots Jam Session in Hollywood, and of course, they rocked it. Went to an event with Tracy Lee. He threw a listening party. I went to see Brian Jackson in Highland Park. He did music with Gil Scott-Heron, so that was exciting.
See, you're going to have to hit me to all this.
Yes, I'm trying to get hit myself because I actually did not know who he was. I had to call my dad.
Really? He's an older singer or your dad's just into it?
Yeah, my dad was a DJ when I was younger, so he had a really large record collection. Yeah, it was like 40, 50,000 albums. It was ridiculous. Covered all the walls. But yeah, so I had a super exciting week. That was like really good cultural for me.
How's your party?
It was pretty cool. Beautiful location in the hills. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was telling the guys about next door that you threw a party and they were all excited. They wanted you to, they're like, "She should help us with something." Like, you know, that's, she doesn't do that free now, gentlemen.
Okay. We can do another one. Good looking out.
Now, the Grammys.
Yes.
I don't know any of these artists anymore. I mean, there wasn't a time where we were just like, sit around the TV, mom and dad, and everybody, we would come out, see Prince, and
there was only a few people. Right. Now I'm like, all these little this and a little that, and I can't.
I looked up some of the artists today, too. I did research. Okay, turn that down. I did research.
What you did?
On the artist. There's someone I like. Mm-hmm. Her name is Dua Lipa. Exactly. She sounds like M.I.A. You know who M.I.A. is?
Oh, I love her. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought her up. Yes. Yeah. Super love her.
M.I.A. is dope.
Dope.
M.I.A. is crazy, too. She's she hangs out with a lot of...
Black gangster.
She hangs out with a lot of Jamaicans, Yardies. You know, she's really into that sound. You know?
Can see it through her music.
But then she's very controversial because people like to ban her from shit, too.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, M.I.A. is very outspoken.
Oh, yeah, and they don't like that she hangs with us. Yeah.
Your hair's looking luxurious.
Thank you. I try.
And how many listeners do we have? I'm going to save this on shared on Facebook Live. This is going to be rough here. Okay. In the week, you hit me to something.
What was it?
What's the actor's name again? Liam Mason?
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Neeson.
Yes.
And he said that he had a relative or a friend get raped by a black male.
I believe it was his sister that was raped by a black male. I believe it was a long time ago.
It was 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, last winter he was
thinking. It was 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
In Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Now, how many black dudes are walking around Northern Ireland?
Oh, well, I guess that answers my question, because I was wondering why he hadn't seen a black guy in 2 weeks.
Yeah, because you said he waited a week.
2 weeks. He said for 2 weeks he was looking for a black guy. Any black guy was going to get
it. Had only been one?
Yeah.
Damn, that black dude.
So
was,
thank God they...
That
they,
black dude must have been on some crazy stuff. But see, a lot of people found it like... how they said they were attacking him. Like, oh, he's this and he's that. But what I liked about Liam said the first interview, because there's another interview. We'll talk about that. The first interview, he explained the story. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, like, I couldn't believe I was thinking like that. You know, that's not who I am, and whatever. And that was cool. But then he did an interview with Gail, Oprah's girl.
Missed that. What happened?
And it wasn't like he kept on saying the same things over again and made it a little bit graphic. I thought this guy, Liam, was more of a smarter person. If you said it once, I would have just dead it right there, killed it. But then he kept on saying it.
I think he was trying to clean it up, but he actually
can't clean it up the second
time.
You know, he brought it on more, I thought.
Yeah, you're supposed to just apologize. And even that means nothing because everyone's like, I don't want to see his movies and all of this.
But what were people upset about, though?
That he said that. But I felt like, well, he didn't act upon it. That's why I was thinking, like, how come he didn't run up on a black guy in 2 weeks? I mean, it had to have been another black guy there. He didn't act upon it. It's been 40 years. He still hasn't acted upon it. And I think we have all said something like that. If our grandmother got raped by, or not even raped, mugged or anything by a teenager. Yeah. You were like, the next teenager I see, I'm going to knock his head off.
That's all it was.
I don't really think it had nothing really to do with color. It's just whatever that demo is or that graphic is. You know, that demographic is. Oh, the next Asian, the next young kid, the next black person. And I think it just happened to be a black person. Because everything's so sensitive right now.
It's too sensitive.
Yeah, that's what I really believe.
We're tiptoeing on everything. It's like you can't even have opinions. I mean, if you say one thing, you're that.
Yeah.
You know, and no one wants to think because everybody, you know what it is. We're in a situation or society where everybody's like, my opinion counts.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to count now. So we all tweet this and we're chasing likes and we all have Instagram. And it's like, 80s and 90s, if this would have happened back then, it'd be like, people would have been like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so should have stabbed his ass.
I would have stabbed him too. No big deal. You know what's so funny? I was watching The Hangover today, and twice in the movie, Bradley Cooper, and I don't want to bring any fire down on him, but Bradley Cooper in the movie, you know, when he rolls up on his friend, he goes, you know, paging doctor, F-A-G-G-O-T.
Yeah.
And then on his voicemail, he's like, don't leave a voicemail because that's gay.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this movie is only 5 years ago, but if he would have done it now, they probably cut that out when they put it on TBS. Like, paging doctor, I'm like, oh my God. So you can't, it's so super sensitive now.
We used to say a lot of things back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, Richard Pryor would never fly right now.
Richard Pryor couldn't do it now.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Nope.
And I mean, even like when Kevin did his little thing, we talked about this with his son.
I don't know. I'm like, really? I think it was a joke. Anything that comes out of a comedian's mouth,
you can't take
serious. I don't know why people do. I'm like,
but they want to.
Why? Like, no, he wasn't making a statement.
There's too many revolutions.
He didn't call a press release and put that statement out. Like, this is my official stance on how I feel. It was a joke. Like, it's, come on.
What did people want him to do? Kevin.
You mean
for Kevin.
The Oscars?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, apologize and make a formal video.
I know my boy
statement.
Don Lemon.
Yes.
Wasn't happy with the apology.
Yes.
And I'm a fan of Don.
Yeah.
I really am. I really am a fan of Don. But Don was like, Kevin, you need to come out and say more. And I was like, come on, Don.
Like,
why are you making it so tough?
Like, no, I don't think the comedians should have to apologize.
And
it's
Don knows
it's
this.
It's not a statement. It's sort of like, it's a joke. He said it during stand up. And even when I brought up some of like tweets and things. I follow a lot of his friends and Marlon Wayans and all those, and they actually, because they're all like tight and best friends, they snap on each other.
Right.
And a lot of those tweets where he was saying anti-gay stuff, he wasn't talking to a regular person, a civilian. He was snapping on his friends on Twitter. So it's like, I mean, okay, these words are bad, but he didn't say them to people. He was calling his friends a G-A-Y and all that stuff. Like,
is that crazy?
I'm gonna spell that out too now. I'm like, I don't even know if I say that word. I'm going to spell that out.
You're good. I know I have people, we text each other and, we snap, we talk shit. And, I would be terrified.
I totally don't feel that way. You know, I'm like, oh, you fat ass. Doesn't mean that I don't like fat people. I call my brother a fat ass all the time. It doesn't mean that's the perfect example. I call him a fat ass all the time. Does that mean like, I don't like overweight people? I'm a fattest. Like, no, it's just, we do that, but I would never in public or seriously say that to someone in a line in front of me. Like, you fat, you know, I wouldn't do that.
That's
I know
even, people even with the word nigga.
Yes.
Now, for example, you and I have been to the East Coast a lot. Mm-hmm. You'll have Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, mm-hmm. even Mexicans out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Even Asians out there say it.
Yes.
Well, it won't fly in the West Coast.
No. And I found out that sometimes they kind of use it as a noun. Like, I've seen white people be like calling each other nigga. Like,
yeah.
Yo, nigga. Yeah. This nigga's funny and right. stuff like that. And you're like, so they're using it as just a noun. It's really weird how it's take off.
I'm glad.
Still don't think they should say it, but go ahead.
I know you don't. But I think in today's society, we're so PC that it's like, we are making it more racist, more this, more that.
I think calling attention to it makes it definitely worse.
Why can't we have problems in this world and words and stuff. If you love somebody, that'll be it. You know, I have a lot of cousins. Being a Jamaican, I have a lot of cousins who have just come out in the last 8 to 10 years. And it's been, like, my mother's beautiful. I love mm-hmm. her because, I mean, I remember my mom would say things when we were young, and now she's just like, you got to love them. You know, it's all the same.
We're
it's,
old people.
People
we
grow,
still
but some
the
people
same.
Don't want to grow.
It's
and then, you know, with our politicians, you know, they I think they feed on that mm-hmm. as a scare tactic. And mm-hmm. so we're all screwed up in this time right now, and it bothers me. You know, I just think we all should just get along, love who
pussies.
You want to. Yes!
Stop being pussies.
Like, I mean, it's like.
Getting sick.
We got in the 70s. Well, I remember a little bit of the 70s, but in the 80s, it was flying. Everything was going to go. And it was like, we all came out fine. You know?
That's what I think. I'm like, we're all fine. I'm resilient. I'm thick skinned. And it was because of being picked on and being bullied and all that. Like, I feel like a little bullying is okay. Just a little. I used to get my hair pulled in the back by my school.
Oh my God.
Like
we got the same story. When I came from Jamaica, my hair was knotty. And I remember I went to school in New York was no problem. But when I went to school in Orange County, from New York to Orange County, they could not understand what was going on with my hair.
I was like, who's this fucking weirdo?
With his locks. It was. I went to elementary school. It was 90% white,
wow.
Caucasian. And they were just tripping off me and my little.
I think you can say white.
I know. See, okay, see what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm PC'd out too because I don't want to, you know. The other day I said something.
Describing you. What is the problem? I actually feel weird saying Caucasian. I don't like how that sounds.
It doesn't sound
like
it. Sounds.
I think that word sounds really harsh.
Like a medical term or something.
Yeah, it's really. And then I think of, you know, growing up in New York City, the 5%. The Israelites. They would be on the street scaring the white people and as they walk across. And they would say that, you know, they are descendants from the Caucasoid Mountains. So I was like, I don't really like that.
I'm not a fan of them. They're really too aggressive. See, how do they exist?
They're European American.
How do you sit someone down and say, you should do this and this is why you should follow our movement? It's too negative. It doesn't sound like fun.
It's mad harsh. Wait, so did you hear about the Gucci stuff? What's going on with this boycott?
Gucci gets an L. They're wastemen. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I like Gucci. I don't love Gucci. I got other lines that I'm a fan of. Now, we can go with the fashion lines, but why would you make a shirt like that?
I have not.
First of all, like, we both agree it's ugly as hell. I don't care what color it is. Who wants something with the lips right here?
It didn't look functional.
It's not like, Gucci-ish.
How did it work? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't look functional. Like, what is it? Is it a long
turtleneck?
Is it
designed to keep half your face?
Do you roll it down?
Long?
Yeah,
so I didn't get that. It's like half of a ski mask. I wasn't feeling that.
Gucci, it goes back to the Tommy Hilfiger day. Remember the day, back in the day, people like Tommy Hilfiger didn't make their clothes for us, and everybody was wooed out.
And Grand Poop and all, the Brand Nubian.
First of all, that didn't stop me from wearing no Tommy Hilfiger in 90s.
But he didn't even really say that. I used to model for Hilfiger. He did not say that. I used to model
I shouldn't
for
compare the Gucci thing to Tommy. That was wrong because that was all hearsay.
No, that's true.
Gucci thing, they actually made this thing. When I saw it, first thing I said was, not it's a blackface or anything. I said, that is ugly as shit.
That's ugly.
Why would Gucci do that?
I don't, yeah.
Like, I was looking for a Gucci ski mask.
Black and red lips. Any combination, a monkey.
I just can't believe that got passed.
Painted shoes, any of that stuff.
Well, I know a lot of rappers, someone has a Gucci on their face. I'm gonna come on, Soulja Boy.
Oh no. Really?
And he's trying to get it removed.
Oh my God.
Is it that serious?
Oh my God. Oh my God. You shouldn't have done it in the first place. Well, you're not, you know, paying you. That's, it's like goofy.
It's part of the new rapper blueprint, though.
It's really goofy as fuck. Maybe Tekashi got one too. He's got at least silly ass.
Oh, he went Tekashi. He played himself. He's,
as a mom, I just feel so bad for him. Like, you just, you know, as really? A mom. Yeah, because my son's even older than him, but it's like, as a mom, you know, you nurture them, you take care of them, you give them your all, you sacrifice a lot for them, only to see you just dead your life, like at 20-something, like your life is over. You just fucked up. If he gets the 25 years or whatever they're trying, no, what they're trying to give him, 69 years, he's going to be out when he's 69? Like, that's crazy. They're trying to give him 40 years. Like, that's insane. That's insane. I feel like Tekashi, it hurt me as
got
a
lot of warnings.
That is true. I saw a nice video Mad with Fat Heads. Joe. Did you see
Fat Joe? Was the
Fat
best
Joe laid
one.
It down. Like, yo, I did everything you did. I brought homies to the, you know, to the stage with me. They beat up people in order. Like, I went through all that.
Fat Joe is real.
I was like, that was like dad talking to him. So that's really.
Oh, you know, we got to do the next show.
I don't want to boycott Gucci. We need to.
Get the, what's the phone number for everybody to call? But this is our moment today. The next show, we're going to be live. If you're listening to it out there, you can call anyway, because you can see the phone number on the, if you're on the app. Yeah, the Gucci thing is tight. It's, you know, I like Gucci. They're not my favorite line. I'm more of a Polo, you know, but
old school classic.
You know, it's clean. Polo's clean.
Fresh.
You know,
is.
They don't.
You can wear it anywhere. Like, if you're gonna go to a yacht party, you can still get in. You got my boat shoes. Yeah. You know, you can still get in. Like, I left my boat shoes in the car. Man. You can still get in.
Polo was riding back in the 90s. They had a crew. They had cliques. The Olos or the Dolos. But anyway.
Yeah. I'm like,
Gucci played himself because. You know, rappers is all about Gucci.
But wait, did you know that if we boycott Gucci, did you know that the company that owns Gucci owns Balenciaga, Yves Saint Laurent? Like, there's like 9 labels.
So what are you going to do then?
It's like,
where does it stop?
Yeah, literally. There's over 10 labels that the
everything's
company
linked
that owns,
somehow.
Yeah.
I mean,
Gucci doesn't own these people. Someone owns Gucci and the other, Yves Saint Laurent.
They're under the same house,
Bottega,
basically.
Bottega, Veneta, yeah.
Has Gucci apologized?
Oh, yeah, I think they did. But that doesn't mean anything. Everybody does. Right. It's just a formal default thing.
Is it
going to
hurt Gucci?
It's probably like a default email.
They might
like
do
they
better.
Just, oh, the niggas are upset. Just press send. Oh, and it goes out as a press release. Like, we're all sorry. They
I love
were like,
my coffee,
let's
by the way.
It. Oh, I stopped at Starbucks. It was special for you.
Oh, my Lord. Yes. Yeah, that yes. Gucci thing was shocking. Shocking, not by, you know, I'm shocked by the
really not
the
shocking
item.
I mean, you saw it Prada had that purse and it came with a keychain of a monkey with red lips. Did you see that?
I've never seen that.
Oh, I'm gonna have to show you that. That is absolutely terrible. Yes, absolutely terrible.
You know, my sister and I, our family was in the fashion industry for about 7 years. We were doing higher end denim or J&S denim. I'll show you pictures. We had a lot of celebs wearing our stuff.
What?
We just made our last year we changed our cut in Soho House.
Mm-hmm.
No. We had some people that were going great. I don't know. Shout out to my dad, my mom, everybody's listening. But anyway, we had a cut in Soho House. It was great, but we got cute.
No.
We got cute.
Find something, don't change
and we had to go
it.
To Project and Magic in Vegas, the trade show.
Loved Magic.
And our samples didn't get to me till. Because I was in charge of the materials and making sure set up the booths. Our samples didn't get to me till the day of Project and Magic, right?
Mm-mm.
So we didn't even do a fitting on the samples. We didn't put them on the fit models till the day of the trade show. So everything
sounds
was supposed to be a
black.
Size 26.
I'm like, sounds very black. No, I've done a lot of stuff, and of stuff it happens last minute, but a lot of great things can happen out of
it.
It
destroyed the line. Everything was, we were on the cusp of blowing out. We were getting good write-ups. Nordstrom had put in an order. Everybody excited, like, okay, they're about to come out with this line. It's sharp. You know, everybody liked the sketches, and then the day of, everything was supposed to be, you know, the fit models are.
But would you change your barber that quick? I mean, it seems like men are more committed to a barber. Like, how
nobody
you change,
would change
like, a
their barber
in house that.
And you're if you've like, been going good for 7 years, no problems. Why change on the biggest.
So if your manufacturer house was doing so well, why change?
Well, I didn't have the changing power. My role was to order materials. I helped coordinate the models mm-hmm. and stuff like that. The fun stuff.
I didn't design.
I didn't say, okay, we'll spend $20,000 on that. I just said, okay, I'll make sure it's here from China on time.
Okay.
Boom. Some people in my family thought it was best to go with this other cut and sew house because they were really impressed by the guy and nothing fit. Basically, nothing fit. So the trade show, our sales reps, our East Coast and West Coast reps are like, nothing fits.
Yeah, nothing. We can't even modify this.
We were in Vegas. People in my family looked at me and saw nothing fit. And they said,
oh my God,
they looked and they looked at each other because it wasn't my fault. They looked at each other and they left.
Oh, like, left I me. Can't even watch this.
This is our family business.
Yes.
They left me by myself. And I'm not the person who talks about why this is sewn like this, why I designed the pocket like this. And they left me by myself with the sales rep.
But now you're the person.
And I just remember it was flooding in Vegas. I remember our sales rep were sitting there like this. And we got no orders.
Oh my God. That's
we went
worst.
From.
But you had fun. But you had fun.
Magic. I learned a lot.
Yes.
I learned a lot. Like, if I was going to start a clothing line now, I would know what to do.
Yes, and what not to do.
What not to do. If you have someone, if something's going right, don't change it.
Don't change
everything. These people.
Even if it's to cut a few dollars, it's not worth the headache.
They're off. Elson Gundo, beautiful Hispanic family. We had something going, and then we got cute.
Mm-hmm.
We felt ourselves.
You're feeling like, yourself.
Everybody's on us. We're going to do this. We're about to get rich.
No.
And it all was done in one weekend.
Bail.
We had inventory of shit that didn't fit anybody. We basically end up sending everything.
Just giving it to family members.
Giving it away.
What size you wear? We'll try this on anyway.
And never recovered. And I don't know how we got to that. But I was in the fashion industry. But see, that's how
that
it goes.
That was a story.
That was kind of traumatic. That was kind of traumatic.
Speaking of the Grammys and people you probably don't know of. Do you know of Rich the Kid? I heard he got robbed.
That's who was trying to ask you who got fired.
Not beat up. Oh, he did. He got pistol whipped or something.
Isn't this the second time for Rich the Kid?
Yes, yes. He had a break-in previously, I believe about a year ago. He was hospitalized.
Yeah, with his girlfriend.
And
then
he's on Instagram yesterday holding a stack of money, like a foot high.
Why are they doing this to themselves?
And then he gets robbed like two, 3 hours later.
Don't they know... Niggas is hungry.
Thirsty.
On the streets.
For $300. I've seen it
Rich
on the first 48.
Rich the Kid is about this thick. About this tall.
Yes.
And they want to... See, you
That's
and
insane.
I, our rappers were really...
I've never seen Jay-Z or
never.
Anyone... Fat Joe. Anyone do whole. The most you ever saw was their jewelry around their neck. No one ever flashed money like that. Like,
no.
That is goofy
it's,
as fuck.
It's snitching on yourself. You're putting
it
yourself...
It is. Like...
It's a whole different
format. But maybe
format.
Then again, because we didn't have social media, maybe if we did, like, would Jay-Z have been a
no.
flosser? Would Fat
no.
Joe have been a flosser?
No.
Like,
no. No. You know
that. Nubian, would they have been flossing?
You know why they wouldn't have? Because they really hustled.
Yeah.
Fat Joe really hustled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They were going to be out there like, oh, yeah, this is how much. Because they didn't even want their
oh,
boys
you.
To
they
know
don't
how
want,
much.
Exactly.
They didn't even want their
exactly.
boys to know
Wait,
how much.
You're Jamaican. This is hilarious. What about the lottery winner who won the Jamaican lottery, but he picked up his money wearing a Scream mask.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Because he didn't want nobody to know who he
yes,
is. That's Yachty.
Like...
True Yachty right there. I wouldn't even want to pick it up. I'd like, hey, ship it to the house, you know. Man can't
like,
come.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love you.
Because Yachty don't want nobody to know about Jamaican.
He's about to get right. Yes.
He all he was going to do is get his money, move, send everybody a check.
Yes.
And say, I'll see you in a year.
Yes.
I'll be back in a year. That's it.
Dying.
He don't want no new friends.
Fucking Scream mask. Oh,
that's
God.
Perfect because he knows.
I thought
know.
It was a joke at first.
No, that's real. That's real. Jamaica and the East Coast, it's a whole different vibe.
They are. I just love Jamaica.
Yeah, but
these
I can't.
Crazy.
What's the kid's name? Rich the Kid.
Rich the Kid, yeah.
Poor baby.
I know.
Because it's the second time.
And, I mean, look what happened to X-Tex Tacy. I know I'm not
Yeah, that was tragic, too. Because
I mean, he was in a public place, so it's not like, oh, but, well, if I'm in a public place, they can't get to me. Like, you know, it can happen right in traffic. It happens
They went off his tweets to Instagram, because he said, I'm about to go buy this new whatever.
Harley motorcycle thing.
You got to move
stop
quiet.
Stop posting in real time. Like,
it's too much flossy. Flossy gets you killed these days.
Definitely.
Because if you're not a real hustler, real thug, there's real thugs and real hustlers. Like, yeah. Oh, we going to get him.
Yeah.
Like, Richard Kidd, I think Richard Kidd need to get another profession or change his style.
Or get security.
Yeah, why not
he get security? He can get security and security at his house.
Nah, he got the floss by himself.
No, I don't.
Like, Gucci Man, that he got robbed once. Remember? You ever heard the Gucci Man story?
No.
Oh, why you think? Let me tell you about Gucci Man.
Wow.
I like Gucci Man. Gucci Man, some niggas tried to rob him. Gucci Man had a female over. They were having sex.
Oh, yeah.
Three dudes came in with the guns and was like, you know, whatever. Gucci gets up, stops what he was doing, knocks one out, boom.
Yeah.
Grabs the gun, killed one, boom. This
oh,
is real story.
That's what happened.
Real
and
story.
He's butt naked at the
right.
time.
Right. Butt naked. Shot the out the other
the
way.
And like,
he's down.
Woo!
And the one got away. And he went back to fucking.
Oh my god, that's so gangster. That's like Scarface Part 6.
Right?
Yo. Oh
Gucci got away with it. So now all these rappers, everybody aspires to be Gucci.
That is insane.
You understand? Gucci is a phenomenon.
And then it's like self defense. They came into my house.
He beat the case. They came to the house. He
that's
had all rights.
To
he took their gun and shot him, which is a beautiful.
What is he like? Fucking. Liam Neeson, like Jesus Christ.
Why in Liam Neeson movies
what
all
kind
his kids
does he have?
How come in Liam Neeson's movies or whatever his name is, everybody got to get kidnapped and robbed in his family?
He's so intense. I love him.
Will you still see his movie?
Yes, he's a dope old man. I'm sorry. Older man.
And no, I felt his anger.
He's intense because taking someone else, you know, it's on Netflix and some other acting is portraying the series. And I can't get into it. I'm like, the intensity that Liam has when he holds that phone and says that stuff, like, I don't know who you are, but
he's
I have
like,
a specific set of skills.
I'm going to find you.
Yeah,
I'm going
to find you. And you'll be sorry. Like, that shit is frightening.
He's
like,
not a bad person.
He was my dad. That is extremely
40 years
scary.
Ago, Northern Ireland. I would have been looking for the first nigga, too.
Stuff like that. Like, the next teacher, when you're teaching out your nerves, you're like, the next teacher that say something to me, I'm going to spit on her. Like, whatever. We've all grouped. We've all done that
have
shit.
Have you caught a cab
the
in New York?
The next old lady that hit me, I'm going to scream on her. Like,
yeah, I used to be like, why these... Will pick me up in the cab, man.
Yeah, the next cab driver that stop, I'm going to scream on him.
Well, you know, he used to say that.
He admitted it. I don't know, but I'm naive. I'm goofy like that. I feel like if he really wanted to do it, he would have done it.
Right.
It's been 40 years. So he had 40 years and 2 weeks, and he still ain't knock off a black brother.
You know.
He ain't even try to put that in the movie. Like, well, if I can't do one in real life, maybe could you put
what,
it in my contract
that,
I could kill one nigga per film? So he hasn't.
Nah, we wouldn't even have known. We wouldn't even known about this story.
Wait,
I appreciate his honesty. How about that?
Somebody said that he can't be racist because he kissed a black woman in the movie Widows with Viola Davis.
That's an interesting question.
No, it's funny because when I watched that movie, I felt because they're supposed to be either husband and wife or dating or whatever. But I felt no chemistry. Even when they were kissing, I was like, I'm not feeling any chemistry.
Oh, it didn't sell it.
No.
Like,
didn't sell
it
at all.
Like Billy Bob and Halle Berry. He
no,
sold
that,
it.
Oh, yeah,
Billy Bob ain't racist.
I'm still speechless. I'm still speechless.
Oh, my God.
Halle.
What happened to Halle?
I mean, I'm an actress.
Halle,
no
Halle, come sit on the show and talk to us. Where you at, Halle?
Seriously.
Halle's
and
crazy.
She's so awesome. I've met
you
her
think
years
so?
Ago. She is.
I'm taking your
she's
word.
She's sweet because I've met another person. It rhymes with Shmay Shmo, and she's really not nice. She's from the Bronx, the 6 train specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not a nice person.
She's not nice.
But yeah, I've met Halle Berry on the set of what was her film? Perfect Stranger.
Yeah.
I went to
the Bronx
audition.
Is the
to
craziest
her,
part yeah, of New York.
Her photo double, and when I got to her trailer, and I'm like, oh, like hi, nice to meet you, like extending my hand, like she's like girl, give me a hug. And I hugged her. I still remember what she had on. Oh my god, I was like, if I was gay, I'd be all over that. She had on like a light pink tank top. and my titties touched her titties. I was like, oh my God, Halle's titties are on my titties.
Really?
Yeah, when Maybe I was on my gay. Dad about she was no, she's just humble and sweet. She likes to, she's a hugger.
Why are all of her men saying she's crazy?
I think all the men are crazy. Look, I'm a beautiful woman and they call me crazy. You know, when you check a man or you hold him accountable,
right. That's what
they
it
be
is.
Like you crazy. And it's like, well, they also call their mother crazy too, so whatever. No, men don't like to be held accountable. And when you're smart, they call you crazy. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Oh, you smart? Oh, she's crazy. You crazy because I figured some shit out?
I'm not going to front. I've been implanting in my mind Holly's crazy. But if I see her, I'm going to have a great conversation and find out for myself.
But I have heard that. I'm like,
But it's all from men.
Like, yeah, but it's kind of men that weren't anything anyway. Like, well...
Wait, but Eric Bonet?
Well, I mean, she was with that baseball player. Like, he was abusive.
David just,
like,
yeah, that's, so I, he's yeah, right.
Anything he says is discounted. Like, yeah. You're a criminal.
If you're abusive,
beat on women.
Yeah,
so
your word means nothing.
Of course you're saying that Halle asked for it or she started some
Where
shit.
Where is she, though?
But, yeah, I've heard, like,
every time she did piss me off, though, in that movie.
She got money. She ain't got to do shit. She's being a mom. Doesn't she have young children?
What
now?
Movie
she's
she doing? I didn't like her hair, and I was so upset.
I don't like her hair in the last few movies.
What
Sorry,
is that
Haley.
About?
I fucking love you. I'm like, who is her wig
Who
artist?
Is her stylist?
Oh, my God.
I would love to be Halle Berry's stylist.
The phone operator movie. The phone operator movie.
Is that the one where she had to,
and
like
it's
a wig?
Another
it looked
one.
Like a wig.
Yeah, it's terrible though. But it's terrible. I get it for the character. She needed to look nondescript
no,
and non-sexy.
No.
But there are other wigs that could have still compliment. She, man, but you know, we're just so used to seeing sexy Halle. I mean, she looked like
still.
Auntie Halle.
She looked like Auntie Halle.
She looked like if Halle never was, that's who Halle would be. You know what I mean? If she never became.
Not, I just I was
Miss
so
Berry, that's
I didn't see
be.
The movie just because I didn't like her hair.
No. You too? I'm superficial and petty like that. I only watched it because I...
Petty as hell.
I only watched it because it came on TV. Then I was bored and I was like, all right. But I was like, in the trailer, who's the fucking hairstylist? Jesus
What's the pettiest Christ thing you would block somebody for?
Oh my God. Oh, yo, seriously? Misspelling. Just misspelling. And not just normal misspelling, because this iPhone is not very smart. The misspelling where you're talking like a slave, instead of T-H-I-S, you say D-I-S, you know, this and that, and this and that.
Oh, no.
I don't like stuff like that.
You haven't blocked me
I
then?
Don't like, if your name is like Jane, my name tastes like ish in your mouth, Johnson.
No,
I've deleted you just because I don't like the name. Classy mm-mm. people only on my page.
I can't have the T-bone ex, like the anything if you're a gangster anything
yeah.
I just
no
nope. I won't add you
nope.
I don't care if I went to high school I can't do it
no
like or if your name is like
you can still follow them
no not nope. interesting
you don't even want to see it. Oh yeah that's it. Really the purpose like I don't want to see this
I don't want to see it I'm very exclusive I want to be exclusive I want to be like it's an honor and a
Use
pleasure.
Absence to increase honor 48 laws of power
you're one of
Did
my
get on that book
here
yet?
You go again with that book
Yeah,
I can't sit and read.
They have an MP4. It's by M to MP5 now. Yes, 48 Laws of Power. You must listen.
I will. I'm too much into YouTube.
You know why? Because some people have read that book. And when they apply it to mm-hmm. you, when they apply it on you,
mm-hmm.
you want to be able to recognize it right away. I like, recognize
like
that
they're
stuff
doing some mind
right
tricks
away,
on.
And I'll be like, "Really?" And I call people out. That's why a lot of people don't like me because I'll be like, "Yo, I'm on to you. I know what you're doing. I'm still going to grant you a favor, but I know what you did."
Oh,
you know, so like for instance, if you wanted someone to do you a favor, like, "Hey, I'm asking you, can you drive me to the supermarket?"
Right.
There really isn't any benefit in it for you. But if I say to you, "Hey, you know what? Can you take me to the supermarket? And that record store you wanted to go to is right next door."
That's
you
scary.
Might see a benefit in it now. So when people do
know.
That.
Well, then I read the book already.
Or the liquor store, whatever it is, something else you wanted to do, you might go, "Oh, well, that's a benefit for me." While you go run and do that thing, I'll go do my thing.
That's so, just yard man thing. That's how we do it.
That's manipulation. That's right. Why Jamaicans are so evil. No, they're number one.
Wow. Jamaicans are very manipulative,
Y'all
though.
Mean.
Because it's like.
Y'all just don't take no shit. It's okay. It's okay. Y'all just
yeah,
don't take
and
no
you,
shit.
You know I get sparky with men.
Yeah.
With women, I'm a pushover, and I hate that.
No, you should. It's okay. You should.
Oh,
you
they should. Read me, though. They know it. They be like, I'm just going to ask Kiersey to do it. And I'd be like, what? First, I'd be like, no.
You have a soft Jamaican side. You know, nice.
Yeah, but then, okay. You know, with men, I lose it. I have no patience for men. You know, I don't even like hanging out with heterosexual men anymore.
Really?
Yeah, this is controversial. Everybody listen to this.
I know, but if you hang out with, you know, gay men, they have a lot of female friends.
Exactly.
So you can, like, really get in. And exactly. They help you dress. They'll tell you, like, straight up, like,
I don't have to say my
that collar anymore. Is all wrong for your body right. shape. Or just
I'd be like, really?
That. Like, really? I should do V-necks only? No. Yes.
They're like, that color is not you.
And I'm yeah. Like, really? You're like, really? I thought eggplant looked great on me.
Oh, I don't look good in taupe? Yeah. Like, no, I'm with
it. Yeah, I can tell you've been hanging with some already.
Oh, I was in the fashion industry. Taupe.
That's a very They couldn't even figure word. Me out
because I did. They when I would come to the trade shows or anything, or the anything fashion, they'd be like, and they'll talk to me, they'd be like, oh my God, Casey's super cool. I don't have no stereotype. Right I don't kid. I don't care. Listen,
they're
if
all
we're
the same
cool, we're
people.
Cool.
That's what I'm saying. They just go to sleep with someone else.
Yeah, and that's no use not a my competition.
Hole than you use like it's.
I
really,
don't understand.
Yeah,
that. And I don't
understand.
No
competition.
I tell people if I had a daughter, I'd tell her to be a lesbian. Don't mess with these men. They're nasty.
Yes, I like that. Is very good advice. Like,
I've heard things from men. If just hygiene things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Who raised you?
Yes,
you know.
Absolutely.
And you, I'm not hating on the fellas. We've all been in a locker room. We've heard conversations. Like I remember one time in the football.
But
locker
you know what? Wait, that's funny you said that because I feel the same way. You know, my dad be making jokes. He thinks like,
your
me
dad
and my friend
is
like a lesbian and stuff. But I always be thinking, I'm afraid to do that because the women's hygiene. I hear a lot of men complain about women's hygiene.
What did I read a post of yours? How come something about carrying wet wipes or something? You were like, how come women don't?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
oh,
my God.
I'm like, if you're not using wet wipes, don't talk to me. Like, delete yourself. That's a petty post. Yeah, delete yourself off of my page if you're not using wet wipes and vaginal wipes and butt wipes and stuff like that. Like, come on. No, I had heard.
We have to advance.
And it made sense. If you peed on your leg, would you take a piece of dry tissue and clean it off? No, you'd wet that, right?
Right.
So why, when it drips on your pussy, do you not wet something to clean off your pussy? You're just going to blot the urine up against your pussy with tissue.
Exactly.
And then pull up your pants and put on jeans and get in your car and drive. You know how hot it is down there? It's like Nevada in the summer down there. I wanted to put like a temperature gauge just to see how hot it could get. So I'm like,
okay, get out.
You know,
get out right now.
Like seriously, it gets really hot down there. And for men too. So yeah, I think men should.
It gets,
definitely,
there's a lot of friction. There's a lot of friction and,
yes, men are disgusting. Keep your hygiene
I just
up. Manscape and all that.
Okay.
Manscape. Yes. What's your view on manscaping?
Well, obviously, I'm old school, you know what I'm saying?
No!
I know. It's horrible.
Did you know it could also make your member look larger if
I'm not worried.
The lawn
I know.
Is well
it's a bit,
manicured?
I know about the visual thing, but it's like,
it's a lot of work.
I don't want to say I'm lazy when it comes to that. And I've had female tell me, like, you should really think about
oh
it.
Oh, my God. So you're the guy you're talking about.
I'm Jamaican. It's just a yard thing.
It's like rustic,
manly. I mean, if I had a bunch of my cousins right here, I'd be like,
they would
you
all be
anything?
Like, yeah.
They'd be like, blood clot. No shit. What?
Yeah.
For what? And then they be like, nah. But only thing is, I say my cousins, I say to cousins, do you eat the coochie? Yeah, go ahead. I was like, oh, you lying? I know you do.
Jamaicans
lie about that.
I know. What
is, why?
Where did that come from? That y'all
I don't know. And Jamaica as an island is so crazy. I told you about it's called the Bogarism law, where if you're
Bogarism law,
something like that. If you're homosexual, they could arrest you for that. But they're trying to change it. They're really trying to change it.
Oh my God.
Because I don't care. I've been to Jamaican clubs and I've seen some guys at the club and they're supposed to be gangsters and I'd be like,
what? Like, do they be like bogling on each other?
Yeah. And I'd just be like, how's
I've never
that
seen two,
not?
Men whine on each other. I'm sorry. They act like they're not,
but it's like they're dancing very close. And you just be like,
but there's a chick right there, so you could have used her.
And you know, it's just
a sandwich.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. But I'm trying to, I understand the, listen, I'm not ignorant to the manscaping thing. It's just, you know, if I had a girl, she said, I really want you to do that, babe. I really appreciate it. I would do it.
Yeah. Okay.
But that comes back to Casey. Now, Casey hasn't been in a serious relationship in since 2003.
Dang.
Because I was in love. I was in love. Like, love.
And what did you do? Because I know you did something.
I didn't express myself right. It wasn't cheating or anything like that. I'm not a cheater.
You didn't communicate well?
She wanted me to marry. She wanted to know, are we going to get married? I responded by saying, because when I was married once to my son's mother, and I wasn't in love with her, but when we got pregnant in college, I said, let's get married. We got married in an argument. She's like, if you don't marry me, I'm leaving. I said, well, fuck it, let's get married then, shit.
Right now, bitch.
Right now. So we, in a week, everybody from Ohio, Jamaica was in Vegas.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. So it was in a week. All that happened. We got in an argument. I got in an argument Monday, married Friday. Boom. Right.
I would love that.
We'll go into my wedding later, though, because it was different. I got to find a wedding picture to show you. So we were married for about 3 years. No, 2 years, and then divorce. So I went back to college to finish up my degree, and I met this girl. I was not looking for love either, but you know, you want to share my ice cream? And she's from Holly Bear's town, Cleveland Heights. She's like, you want to share the ice cream with me now? I was like, because she just, something about it, she just started talking to me. So we lived together for 3 years.
What?
You know, she's a debutante.
You fall in love really fast, huh?
3 years? That's not enough time.
I mean, but you met this girl, then you're with her, and then you get with this one, and you're like with them. You're like the next morning, this is your boo.
Well, we dated for a year, then we moved together. Wow. So it was actually 4 years. So at that mark, she's like, I'm tired of going to see my sorority sister. You know, she's Delta Sigma Theta, whatever, black sorority. She was like, tired of seeing my girlfriends get married, and everybody keeps telling me, you and Casey need to be married. So she had that, and her parents were like, you guys are living in sin.
Oh, my God. You guys are living in sin.
So she was like, Casey, are we ever going to get married? I was like, nah, I ain't getting married again. Nah. I like what we got right now. This is perfect. Everybody likes us like this. I like us like this.
Yes, what's the problem?
She did not like that, because I was like, never again. I should have said, not now.
Yeah.
But I don't see why I wouldn't marry you. I love you.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect. So one day.
I have nothing to hold you to.
Right. You know.
But like, never. I mean, because that's how I would interview people, you know, when I was looking for a relationship. You're like, are you into that? And guys are like, oh, absolutely not. So I'm already going to dead that.
Yeah.
And then one guy was like, oh, well, I didn't mean to say it like that. I'm not really looking for one. But if it happened, and I was like, but that's not what you said.
Right.
And if you felt that way, that's exactly what you would say.
Exactly.
You would say, well, not right now. That would have been the proper.
But that's how I felt.
Not right now. Not never, ever, ever. You don't know what it'll hold. And don't tell a woman never, ever.
I've evolved as a man. I think you get caught up in it. Some men don't want to evolve. Yeah. You get caught up in a situation where you're very masculine. You feel like, nah, I'm going to hold my ground.
Mm-hmm.
Dead all that. That's bullshit.
That's ego.
It's ego.
Ego will never tell you to do anything right.
And I came home from work one day. She told me, I found a new place. I think we need to spend a little time away from each other. Realize what we really want. You know, she hit me with the script, and I was just sitting there like, what? Inside, I was like, no. But outside, I was like, all right, well, do your thing, you know, whatever. Do it. You got to move. You got to do it. So maybe 4 months after that separate move.
That was mature of her. She communicated well. She could have just left.
She communicated very well. She told me, and she's like, she was basically saying, I did not want this, but I'm trying to see if we have a future.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get away from each other and see what's going on.
And see, I remember, if you come back and get her.
I went to her apartment, and there were some flowers out the door. And I was like, man, I didn't send these.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out, whatever she place she went to go get her hair done, there was some barber that was on
Yes.
I know.
And wow.
Instead of
see?
Being and, smart and realize I was losing and regroup and ego came in again. Well, fuck it then. I'm about to go and do my thing now.
I didn't want you anyway.
So I made choices that were very terrible, you know, start dating people and I was like, yeah, I'm about to go out with Tyrone and them and some babes, probably hit a strip club, talking like that to her. She's like, oh, okay.
Okay, well, then you don't. And then she said, well, I made the right decision.
Exactly. Exactly. And the next guy she found,
the woman that got away.
They married, got the house.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, they somewhere out here in Sherman Oaks, too, which is killer. Because she came from Ohio. We went to college together in Ohio. And she came out here to be an actress, but then... she met some guy and they're doing
that. That was her dream.
And till this day, my boys be like, why you fuck up on Cindy, man? I was like, man, I don't know. I was not communicating.
That's your lesson for the next bad. One. Now you won't let the right
but
one.
But what year was this? 2004. So I've been. I punished
she
myself.
She might be divorced right now.
No, she's not. No.
She's
not.
She's happy?
Happy.
Oh, yeah, you fucked up.
Fucked up. And the worst part about it is me
up.
Saying stuff like, I'm never falling in love again. Whoop, 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 whoop. It was cool for the first maybe 4 years, just whatever, whatever. But this is what 2000.
You don't get lonely on a rainy day.
Yes, I do.
Oh, this
okay,
is terrible.
Okay, it's like I have.
When a new movie comes on Netflix, who do you watch it with?
Exactly. Because you don't want to call up some random and be like, well,
hell
come watch
no.
a movie. Because
then
she might not like
him.
The movie you like.
Or something like that. That's kind of intimate. I think you feeling me. Like, what do you want me to come watch a movie?
Yeah, it's not consistent.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I have a good weekend this weekend. But next weekend, I'm like, damn. I'm in a good mood. I want to hang out with somebody. I'm like, oh, shit. Let me
none
come.
Of these
let me.
Randoms are worth so, spending money on. Sometimes.
If you, the moral of the story is, guys, if you love somebody and she's the right one, don't play yourself.
Yes, just go and get her. Don't let her go.
The grass is not greener.
Yes,
somewhere else.
I'm serious. I don't know why men don't realize that.
I talked a lot.
Don't
of my,
let somebody else fuck on your woman, man.
I don't understand, man. Oh, you know we only got 4 minutes left.
Oh no, I'm having such a good time.
See, I told you. I told you. I don't understand when men are married, have the bright. Like, I've blocked people because I had boys say, hey, I know you got some bitches. My wife is going out of town. Let me hang with you.
You're like, oh, hell no. I will not help
I
you.
I take
that
personally
that.
Offended yes. by that. Like, so you, I know your wife. You know that. First of all, I know your wife. Second, you're married. I'm
thank
not going to be the one.
I'd be personally offended if my married friend flirts with me or calls me baby and shit. I'd be like, you're gonna cheat to me?
That's tacky.
Like,
that's tacky.
Yeah, it's
who
tacky,
they think
like,
you are? That's yeah, what I'm like. What do you think?
No,
I am?
No.
So
and
I'm
same
gonna
thing,
be the
like,
one.
You know, I know
no.
your wife, right?
No.
So I know you're a cheater, and that's information I don't want to have.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like that's because when it happens, people look at you like you knew, and you'd be like, yeah, but I didn't want to say anything because it's a catch-22. Like I know both of you guys.
I just can't be that person where they'd be like, Casey, you knew too?
Like, no, I didn't see nothing. I didn't hear nothing. I know nothing.
I don't do it. I don't go that route. Don't go there.
No,
route.
I ain't got no bitches for you.
Not at all. I
no.
said, my girls don't like you because you're married.
Ooh.
Then
I love it.
That's when I hear from the other
yes,
homies.
Casey.
Other homies say like, oh, you know, homeboy think you a bitch because you didn't want to hook him up.
You a bitch because I won't let you, I
I'll
won't
call
help
him.
You cheat.
I'll call
what
him
a
like,
great
I heard I'm a bitch, right? Oh, I didn't mean, you know, I'm just playing.
No, well, that's what, my mother always said, plenty of truth is said in jest.
Yeah.
So when people make jokes, that's how you feel. He really was like, oh, this bitch ass nigga.
And I know it
you
was.
You don't cheat on your broad. No, I don't.
I hate
him. If you tell God, you take those vows under his name. It's like under oath. Like, that's disgusting. Like, yo, why fucking get married if you're going to cheat?
That's what I'm saying.
If you're not done fucking bitches, why? I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't
either.
Get it.
I don't.
Stop
not,
shutting a woman
and
up.
And I'm not trying to be like, I'm soft or I'm sticking up. I just don't get it. Why?
I'm looking out for the guy. Like, why would you do that to yourself? Why would you limit or restrict yourself when you're clearly not ready? Stop trying to shut these women up because that's what's ruining the sanctity of marriage. A lot of people don't want to get married because they're like, yeah, well, no one was successful. Yeah, because that nigga was cheating and not communicating.
Exactly.
Some of them.
I can't even go into the story about my homeboy I played college ball with.
Oh my God, that's going to be next week.
He's a high school teacher. Oh, we'll talk about that.
Yes, that one is juicy. Oh yes. Well,
it's been wasted on Mondays. Wasted on Wednesdays.
He's wasted, as you can see. He doesn't even know what day of the week it is.
This was a get to know you show.
Yeah.
If you're listening, this is how our format is going to be. We're going to keep it real. We're not going to sugarcoat it. We don't have secrets. We're not here to waste your time. I'm old. I'm about to be 50 soon. I got grays.
That ain't old.
Oh, it ain't really.
You're about to start the next
phase.
Yeah, of your life.
I mean, my mom's still doing it at what? 73, doing her thing. My grandmother's passed away, so she was still going to the casino in her 95 years old.
Yeah.
Talk about I got a date.
That's what I was about to say. Like, where them niggas?
She lived in Queens. She lived in Queens. Tell everybody, what do you want to say to the people if they listen to us tonight?
Oh, my. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to us. And please tune in next week.
And next week, we're going to have an exciting show. We'll see if we get a guest in here for us. But trust me, you're going to love what we do. This is Casey. That is
Tina Lorraine.
And you've been wasted on Wednesdays. And we're out.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine Brown, only on LA Talk Radio.